I'm here at the Pleasance. I have just seen the most amazing magic show by the fabulous Mr. Neil Henry.
Hey, how you doing, Barry?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good, I'm excellent. I'm wiped out from an exhausting show.
Yes.
But a fun one.
That was just incredible.
Thank you.
I've seen magic shows in my life. I'm at an age now where I've seen quite a number. I have never seen anything like you've done today.
Oh, wow.
I saw a pickpocket last week that made my jaw hit the floor. That's the second time in just over a week that I have been absolutely amazed by someone with your talent.
Oh, well, that means loads. Thanks, man. Well, it's not just that. I just think the whole show is hopefully going to give that a reaction from everyone, but also it's all really just about fun, and that's why I like magic so much. Sorry, I'm answering a question that you haven't asked me.
but that's the magic.
But I think the reason why I like magic is because it does. You can't see him; he's pissing himself over here. Sorry, is his family? We can't say that.
What? I mean,
he's just like, wet his pants. I think was what I meant. cut it out! Cut it out! He can't. It's live.
This is what I have to put up with.
How you put that with him? I don't know.
I met Neil last year, the fabulous Curse of Elizabeth Faulkner, and it descended into the same kind. So,
what I was trying to say was, yes, I do love it all about them. But the reason why I love magic and I love doing this show so much and it's so much fun is because in the sort of magic that I do, and I wouldn't class myself as a sort of da-da type, look what I can do type magic, you do, kids show. It's not that. It is purely designed to create moments in adults and children's heads, little moments, little pieces of strange that just unleash the moment into this little moment where your mind has nowhere to go. You have no explanation to do. So all barriers of knowledge and explanation are broken down and you're left in this place where there is no explanation for what impossible thing you've just seen. And so all you're left to do is to go back to as you were as a child when you were just having this childlike wonder at the world. Everything is new and there's no explanation for anything. And that is what I'm trying to create in the show, and that is why I love it so much.
Yeah.
Sorry, that brought that things down a little bit. And now everyone's crying.
The thing is, though, we won't give any spoilers.
Good.
Certainly not.
Good.
I will urge anybody who listens to this to go to the show.
Good, thank you.
You do some fantastic stuff, and stuff which had, and we just spoke about it before I started recording, there was a guy just across from me and he was literally freaking out. Is that what you go for? The astonishment?
That whole little monologue-y thing I just said just then is all to create that. That's what you were seeing.
Yeah.
When someone does that, then the show's going right.
And it was. I mean, it was a packed house today.
Yeah, packed house.
Again, must make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, well, yes, it does. But I'm just happy. I'm just so excited when I see the numbers just before I go on stage. They come and tell me. And when they tell me that it's pretty much a full house, it just makes me so excited that I get to show it to them because I love it, Barry.
When we say full house, it was just me running about the aisle.
It was. It was just Barry there. He's got a loud laugh. There's no one else.
No, I can, obviously. Now, the show's called Impossible.
Uh-huh.
And I would say that the stuff that I seen today was impossible.
Thank you.
Why have you decided to do this? Because last year you were acting.
That's right. I was doing a play which was directed by my good friend Anthony Coleridge, whose grandparents are sitting next to me. it was a farce written by Tim Downey, who you will probably recognise from The King's Speech and Peep Show and such like. And it was a funny show, really good. And I've acted for 15 years and I've enjoyed it. I love it and tend to do comedy more than the straight stuff. But I've always loved magic, and the reason why I've just kind of come up here with just a magic show, or an impossible show, if you like, is because this is what I love. This is what I love, Barry. I like acting, you know, and it's fun, but this is what I have a proper passion about.
Yeah.
And I love screwing with people's minds.
Which you done, believe me, you done. Who inspires you then, magic-wise?
Well, I would say, My biggest inspiration out of anything in life is Rowan Atkinson. I love this man. And Stephen Fry came to my show and he gave me quite possibly the best quote that I've ever heard. He said some lovely things about the magic, but my favourite bit of the quote was, you, dear boy, are like a mix of Rowan Atkinson and my Ironmonger. And then he paused and took a sip of his tea and said, yes, I have an Ironmonger.
Lovely. Was that actually in the show?
Not in the show. It was in a preview in London.
It would have been really good if you had just rounded that off with actually in the audience drinking tea.
He was in the audience drinking tea.
That would be very Stephen
Fry. That's a plastic glass.
I mean, he's saying Rowan Atkinson. We spoke last year and I said, you reminded me so much of Rick Mail.
R.I.P. Rest his soul. I love him too.
And
yeah.
We just spoke about that. We spoke about that on my show last year, and then we spoke about it today, how Rick has now passed. There is a comedy element to your show as well, though. I mean, it's not just magic tricks.
Yes, without giving too much away, I like that because I like that. I find if I was an audience member, that's what I would like to. I love laughing. That is what I do the best. And my girlfriend is going, yes, rolling her eyes.
Noticed, I must say.
But it is also, without giving too much away, laughter is a fantastic method of misdirection. Because when you're laughing, if you are truly laughing, then boy, your concentration is focused on that joke. And I can do anything without you knowing. I'll have your watch, I'll have your wife. I won't have the... So sorry, that's my girlfriend laughing there. So it goes hand in hand with magic. It works perfectly if it's used and timed in the right way.
Right. But you use your acting skills with the magic.
That's right. Well, the great Robert Harbin. That's Dr. David Hughes here, Anthony's grandfather. He says that acting is important in the show too. I think I might be misquoting this, but I think it was Robert Houdin, the father of modern magic. I think it was him that said that a magician is just an actor playing the part of a magician. Was that Houdin? Yeah. So, yes, I think that comes into it. Very important as well. And again, at the end of the day, it's just fun, isn't it? I just want to get people in there, do their head in, make them laugh, and give them an hour of complete impossibility, which is hopefully what's going on.
But you pretty much succeeded in all of that.
Now, if that's not a recommendation.
That is not a recommendation. That is not someone. The show itself is absolutely fantastic. I urge anybody to come to the Pleasance Cabaret Bar every day, 10 to 4 in the
afternoon. That's correct, yeah.
Now, how are you enjoying Edinburgh?
Oh, I'm having such a great time. I'm loving it, seeing some great shows. Saw a fantastic kid show, which made me bawl my eyes out, called The Snow Dog, which is on around 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock at the Pleasance 2. Uh-huh. It's got a real husky in it. It's like Up. The Disney film. It's like Up. It's just charming. All the kids were laughing, all the adults were crying. It's really perfect piece of theatre. Seen some great stuff. Yeah, my good friend Colin Cloud is down. Although I don't know whether you'll get tickets to a show, but because it's sold out. But he's down at the Tonic, I think, at some time in the afternoon, 5 I think, or 7 or something like that. I'm just loving it. I love the end of it. Come and have fun. Come to Impossible, guys. Come on.
Yes. Definitely, without a doubt. When do you finish up?
I finish on the last day, which I think is the 25th. And yeah, 10 to 4, 3:50 every single day.
Yeah.
Here in the Pleasance Courtyard, the grooviest place in the world. And I'm in the cabaret bar. Come and see me afterwards. Come and have a drink, and I'll do you a special piece of Impossible if you come and buy me a drink after the show. That's not a euphemism.
Mr. Neil Henry, it's been an absolute pleasure. I do urge everybody to come and see your show, Impossible. 3:50 every day, the Pleasance Courtyard. It is an impossible show.
Thank you so much, Barry. Cheers.
Take
Thanks,
care.
Guys. See you later.